I think the college's strength is in the people that work here. We can have the best resources, but if the people who work here don't understand the purpose of those things, then it's for naught. They use those resources to help others, and that's the whole primary purpose of us being here. When you can help other people and you can see people succeed, sometimes they come back and they say thank you. That's student success.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables, tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And real estate donations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears getting set to take on the Lions Sunday at Soldier Field, and head coach John Fox hoping that Kyle Fuller and the rest of the defense are much improved over last week.
Obviously, it's a huge test this week, you know, against Matthew Stafford, Detroit Lions, and, you know, their pass offense is, you know, ranked up there with some of the best in the league. So, you know, no doubt we'll have to play and execute well, Kyle included.
Meanwhile, Danny Trevathan, Deion Sims, and Bryce Callahan all sidelined from practice again today. They're all listed as questionable for Sunday. Tom Compton and DeAndre Houston Carson also questionable. Elsewhere, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has asked for a special owners meeting to discuss Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract. The Bulls host the Hornets tonight at the UC. Blackhawks take on the Penguins in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Race car Danica Patrick says she will end her career after taking part in the Daytona 500 and Indy 500 in 2018. And back to the NFL, where Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston is accused of groping a female Uber driver back in 2016. The NFL says they will investigate. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. And Amazon is hiring in Crest Hill. Time is running out. This is your last chance to earn extra money this season. Get started today. Go to Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
You can read his wonderful cavalcade of whimsy at collegefootballnews.com. Pete Futek.
First of all, I have to thank you, Jason Goff, for thing for starting the conversation this afternoon. I caught you guys transition. I, too, am a wallet loser. I was driving back into L.A., and I realized I forgot it. I called the restaurant, and the guy's like, I'm like, hey, I think I left my wallet there. He's like, oh, yeah, I got it right here, no problem. I'm like, wait a minute, and then it hit me. I left my wallet in El Segundo, and I hear, oh, yes, you got to get it. I got to left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Oh, got to get it. Got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. left my wallet in El Segundo. Oh, gotta get it. Later, guys.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Pete Butak has never sounded so soulful, so historic, so funky. I think he is the fourth member of A Tribe Called Quest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Another great rendition of silliness by our guy Chris Tannehill.
That's really good, though.
That was awesome.
It's not easy to do.
It's not at all. Dude, I was an average sound man at best, and I had fun with things. This dude on the other side of the glass is just, he's a wizard. He's not like a Jordan
You're
wizard.
A wizard,
either.
Harry.
Yeah, he's like a, who's the best player in Wizards history?
Wait, are we going back to Washington Bullets, too? Are we talking about Elvin Hayes, or are we talking about actual Wizards? Probably Gilbert Arenas?
Yeah, I just said Wizards, mother.
It's either John Wall or Gilbert Arenas, right?
C-Webb had a few really nice years.
Yeah, but, I mean, Gilbert was scoring 32.
Yeah,
two
no, yeah, game, yeah, yeah. Right? No, Gil was doing his thing. He's got a weird...
He is on one.
Yeah, well, his Instagram will make you cringe, smile, cry, laugh, all at the same time. Like, he's a different kind of cat. He's doing a podcast, I believe, with Mia Khalifa. Not a podcast, but a show. A web show with Mia Khalifa.
Really?
Yeah. So there's that.
Isn't she with...
Was everyone.
It, okay, but most recently, it was...
She leaked the Deshaun Watson
right?
Playing basketball
Nerf
with
hoop.
Her Nerf hoop. And yes. Then she mentioned something about the Subban brothers as well. That's why every time this happens, I say that we have to protect such and such at all costs, because Mia Khalifa's just got a folder full of dudes that she's hung out with, that whenever this their time for the spotlight, she just drops one on you.
Well, and poor Wilson Contreras can't even get a DM back.
Well, she deals with a certain level.
He's trying.
Hey, Wilson, had Wilson not gotten hurt? Wilson was in the running for MVP, right? He had that crazy month, and
I
then he got hurt.
I saw his name floated as a potential Cubs leadoff hitter. I'm not batting him leadoff. I just saw his name there. And, you know, we mentioned Kevin Kiermaier before as a potential target in a deal, you know, a guy under contract with an option through 2022. That Shep says that Kiermaier has only played in more than 108 games once in his four big league seasons. Yeah, that's trouble, but...
Well, That's why you got Al Moore, right? Does Al Moore stay in the grand scheme of things? Because we were talking Hap, Schwarber, Baez. You think Al Moore is one of those guys that's in that little four-man cloud where it's like, all right, pick one of these dudes and get out of my way if you want Chris Archer. You know, I have to pick two of those dudes, and they're going to start with Schwarber. Perfect for them.
Fine.
Big Sleepy Park. It's actually the name of it's the name of the new drop.
Welcome Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Tampa Bay Rays baseball, coming to you from Big Sleepy Park.
Is there a sleepier atmosphere since the Expo Stadium closed down?
Oh, that was the worst. That was worse. That was like one of the weird Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Yes, the sound cartoons.
Yeah, the ones that were made in Czechoslovakia and brought over here. That's,
well, you gave me that knowledge. I didn't know about that.
Yep, they were
the weird.
You were right.
Propaganda.
There was a time where it's same thing.
Everything
happened.
Was sound.
The
like,
same
boom.
Thing happened to Spider-Man. That there were like
I didn't catch those.
There were the normal looking Spider-Man cartoons that were on 44, 32, okay. I think 44. And then there was a series of really dark, weird ones that like all took place underground, and everything was at night, and all the villains were mutants. It was just really, it was,
really?
And the reason why was because it turns out, and I the internet allowed me to do this because I cared so much to find out why those Spider-Man cartoons were weird that I determined through a search. It might now be on Wikipedia, but it wasn't at the time. That they actually reused cells from a completely different cartoon series and turned them into Spider-Man. And it was something, I forgot the name of it, but it wasn't originally Spider-Man cartoons. They just retrofit stuff they had lying around to make them into Spider-Man episodes. Yes.
So it's like when you owe a couple of albums to a label that you hate, and you're just like, all right, let's throw these 40 songs that we didn't finish making, just throw them on the album and get up out of here. That's really, I didn't catch, I didn't catch that era of Spider-Man cartoons.
Yeah, you come home from school, you'd like, you knew you had a little bit of homework or something, but you just, you know, you wanted, but like the normal Spider-Man ones were fine. And yeah, all the villains were
they
normal.
Did what they had to do.
And it was like the Rhino and the Vulture.
I was
and
a G.I. Joe kid and Heathcliff. Remember Heathcliff the cat?
Yeah, but I wasn't. No, you're definitely younger than
that. That commercial kicked ass. I mean, commercial. That cartoon kicked ass. It was great. Kidding me? I had a little girlfriend.
Dan was awesome. More of a Heathcliff Slocum guy.
Oh, no. Heathcliff Slocum if you got him,
yeah, that's right.
Right.
No, I'll let you enjoy that. I couldn't tell Heathcliff from Garfield.
What?
I always thought it was like an orange cat. And it's
well,
okay.
This is the thing. I was never a big fan of Garfield.
Nobody's.
No, I know people who swear by Garfield.
Hey, I got to college. There was a kid.
Who had the Garfield set?
His whole dorm room.
Yes.
Like, you're a freshman in college.
Oh, no.
He's like, I just love Garfield. Like, okay, you be you.
There was a Mickey Mouse kid in our dorm.
But everybody was really cool with that kid, with the Garfield kid. No, he was a manager of the women's basketball team, and he had all the keys to Cameron Indoor Stadium nice. And could lower the baskets.
Oh!
So we'd go out on a Friday night and be like, where's Sam? Get your keys, Garfield. We're going to ball.
Really?
Yeah. And that floor.
That's pretty dope.
It is so bouncy because it's a single piece. It's not made
tiles.
Up of multiple pieces.
Right.
So there aren't dead spots. It's not on those little 2x4s. Yeah. It's an actual, like, permanent
giant
wooden,
trampoline.
Yes. Yes. It's soft.
Yeah.
It's great.
You yeah. played on Cameron Indoor Stadium's floor?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
I don't think you can
never
do it now.
I don't think you ever divulged that information
they
before.
They didn't even have a security guard.
Old dude with 97
seriously,
keys.
I'm not kidding. We live right there. We just walk in.
You never said that before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow. Dan had cool moments in his life, guys. Other than, you know, smoking the Capitol Hill bong. I mean, and having class with Ala Abdul Nabi or something.
He played with us, too, a couple times.
Well, he wanted to get a glimpse of what his future would look like.
No, he wanted to dribble. Because when you're 6'10", you know those guys.
Right. In the post.
Mr. Yeah. Footer, Mr. Yeah. Power Guy.
He all, point guard.
All, exactly. Yeah. All he wanted to do was cross people. And now they don't discourage it. Now the kid starts doing that when he's 6'10" in eighth grade. Like, yeah, go ahead. Positionless basketball.
Go do your thing.
Go ahead and do it. I mean, you look at how small Draymond Green looked last night.
Yeah.
Did you realize that?
Yeah.
That he's
6'6", 6'7".
He's
6'6".
He's 6'6", but he's a big man. He's a big,
strong
thick,
dude.
Strong dude. But he really looks like a guard when you start comparing. I mean, the amount of length.
Well, their two guard is 7 feet.
I know.
Like, their two guard is seven feet.
He is an insect.
Yeah. He's as thin as he looks, too.
Yep.
Like, certain guys, you see him in real life, and you're like, oh. Like, for instance, a player that the camera isn't friendly to is Carmelo Anthony. If you see Carmelo Anthony in person,
Cutler?
Yeah, seriously, Carmelo has never been cut. He's never been toned, but Carmelo Anthony isn't fat. He's a lean dude in person. You see him in person, you're like, oh my God. You see him on an NBA floor, you're like, look at this fat ass. Like, look at this high.
That's also because there's nothing more discouraging to a man than walking into an NBA locker room and being like, man, thought I was in decent shape.
Yeah.
And then you look around and you're like, God.
There's some human beings walking around in an NBA locker room.
That's a specimen.
Like, when's the last time you were in an NBA locker room?
Oh, back when, the Tim Floyd era Bulls.
So what, 98, 97? 99, obviously.
Yeah, I've been to games, but not back in the locker. I haven't been credentialed.
In a locker room, the last time you were, it was championship years, right?
No, like Tim Floyd years.
So Tim Floyd was the last time you were inside a locker
Probably.
Room. Okay, man, I remember the first, I know people are going to go crazy, because this guy texted already, he's like, you swinging on LeBron's nuts, because I said, because I said he's a great defender yesterday. I remember the first time I saw LeBron as a Miami Heat, and that offseason he had put on a lot of weight, like, because he knew the minutes were going to be crazy, and he's everybody loses weight throughout the season. He wanted to make sure he started heavy. This is when the 275 rumors were going around. This is when he wouldn't step on a scale in front of anybody.
Because you realize he weighed more than Wilt Chamberlain.
Right, yeah. Because he was up to 275. And that series, 2011, when the Bulls played the Miami Heat, it was 11 year, I believe, right? And the Bulls won that first game. And those guys are all angry. They're in there, you know, and LeBron starts to take off all the armor. like the back pad and the hip pads mm-hmm. and all the other things. And you see like the purple bruises from a playoff game. Like they reffed him like Shaq because he would get beat up, but he would give out a ton of beatings. And you sit there and you're like, this dude is 6'8", 275 pounds, probably got 3.5-4% body fat, and is running as fast as Derrick Rose up and down yep. the court. That's when you sit back and go, these are some of the greatest athletes, some of the greatest human specimens physically on the planet. So when you see Kevin Durant and he's 7 foot tall, he's got a 7'3" wingspan and he's 215 pounds. You're like, what the hell? I remember Kevin Garnett. People are like, he's not going to succeed because of how slight he is. And then you see how strong he was up close and personal, live right there on the court, pushing guys around because yep. he's got that strength to him. Like it's amazing what basketball has become. A guy like Karl Anthony Towns still has a lane, but there are so many guys who are like Anthony Davis, who got the wide shoulders, who are 6'10", who could run like deers and can shoot the ball.
If you just look where all of the arms are, at how high off the ground the passes are, at how fast everything is moving, and where, you know, an alley-oop pass used to be thrown about at the rim.
The rim level.
This is, I mean, like rim level. And guys would catch it, and now you're putting it above the square.
At the box, yeah.
Right at the corner there, mm-hmm. like right at the top corner of the square. That's a foot. That's more than a foot.
And I think where people lose the appreciation that love 90s basketball, because I love 90s basketball. I grew up on 90s basketball.
Yeah, but don't watch it.
But this is the thing, though. The premier athletes in the 90s were awesome to us. The premier athletes in the 90s would be every dude pretty much in the NBA now. I'm talking about just the sheer athleticism. Guys who were run and jump guys. We're like, oh my God. Like, I remember when I first saw Sean Kemp, and then I thought I saw Sean Kemp again in Antonio McDice.
I saw Sean Kemp in a high school game, and they said, there's this kid from Marion, Indiana, and it was, I kid you not, I might be exaggerating, but it was 4 or 5 consecutive alley-oop dunks. And you're just like, oh crap.
That's different.
And he's got his back as like a triangle, like this big, like huge V shape.
Got the Mike Trout.
Yeah, building like a swimmer, and you just watch him like this is next level.
Yeah,
you
know those are the guys that you marveled at. Like, yo, did you see the Rain Man? Now you've got guys damn near on every, like, for instance, I watched the Suns game last night. T.J. Warren is a stupid athlete, but it's T.J. Warren. You know?
Marquise Chris.
Right. Clint Capella right. is probably one of the best pick and roll finishers in the game. It's just another guy. He's not just, he's a good player, actually. He's going to get paid too. But it's a guy. Whereas the NBA that we watched in the 90s, a lot of jump shots, a lot of screen setting, a lot of below the rim play.
Not to mention how many offensive actions were waiting for the two guard right. to come free.
Right. Right.
That everybody had everybody else was screening single double right. double
and no action
floppy,
for those
baseline
guys.
Chase.
You
right.
even, guys just weren't stand, even looking at the ball.
No,
they were setting screens to go to a different.
That
place.
That was their job. They would roll off the screen and maybe catch, but you had to wait for your. We have to wait for the guy to come through. And the last guy was Richard Hamilton. It was really the last of the old school two guard types. And when he was done, he couldn't adapt. He wasn't hitting threes.
Yeah. You saw it with the Bulls.
Yeah, he could adapt.
He was a 17, 18 foot player in the league where everybody, the length that you talk about with deflections. If I've got.
You've seen it in D Wade.
Well, look at, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at what the Milwaukee Bucks drafted. They throw a lineup out there with John Henson, who's got 7 foot wingspan. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's got a 7'2", 7'3", wingspan. Thon Maker, who's got a 7'2", 7'3", wingspan. And when Jabari Parker comes back, they're going to be able to play those four players. And you cannot throw a pass that is errant in any way. And what has died is the art of the entry pass, especially post-wise. Guys don't spin that ball on the bounce like they used to. Guys just throw the ball up in the air, and that's how guys get rerouted in their positioning, because if I'm reaching up for that ball, I can just give a guy a little bit of a forearm and get him out of the paint.
Right,
where
your
I
center
need
of gravity's yeah. coming up too high. When they used to sort of thread it.
Yeah, spin that pocket
spin,
pad. Yeah.
Spin bounce thread, and it would allow a guy to come up as he catches
yeah,
the pass.
And you can't do that with those four guys on the court. So the game has changed in ways that, oh, they don't do what they used to do physically. These athletes aren't allowing players or coaching schemes to execute the way they used to in the late 90s.
It isn't just that. It's the switchability of screens with similarly sized players when you're, yeah. It's a 1-5 pick and roll and you don't care if the one's guarding the one or the five is guarding the one. That's not an effective pick and roll.
No.
Because like, hey,
no.
I'm standing right here. I'm still on you. Let's go. This segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. We're going to be having a conversation shortly with Kendall Gill. We've got in other news at 4. I've got some Navy pilots in some trouble for some artwork.
Oh, man. I was going to run with that one, too. Okay. Right. I got a couple others in the talk, too.
And I also, there is a sports story that is just... It's not a sport I care deeply about, but it is hilarious. It's hilarious. I may actually do it ahead of in other news because it's so this country about the way they handle a certain sport. And then Cam Meredith 440, Brian Billick 5. We're busy today. Birch didn't go off on the score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. So Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are back at it. It's another division opponent, the Detroit Lions. Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Bill Ryder, the CBS Sports Minute. Giancarlo Stanton is the new MVP in the National League. And he's also reportedly not safe from being traded by Derek Jeter. The easy takeaway here is that it's remarkable that an MVP could be sent somewhere else. Here's what the takeaway should be. Derek Jeter play with Alex Rodriguez. He knows what an MVP who's also a clubhouse cancer looks like. He understands that excellence on the field doesn't always translate to excellence in the playoffs or in interactions with teammates. And so as great as Stanton has been, as remarkable of a force offensively as he surely is, and as much as he may deserve that award, I'm with Derek Jeter. If Jeter even remotely thinks Stanton could be traded after winning the MVP, then he should be traded. Believe in Derek Jeter. Do not believe in Giancarlo Stanton. I'm Bill Ryder.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I think the college's strength is in the people that work here. We can have the best resources, but if the people who work here don't understand the purpose of those things, then it's for naught. They use those resources to help others, and that's the whole primary purpose of us being here. When you can help other people and you can see people succeed, sometimes they come back and they say thank you. That's student success.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The right way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers. See dealer for details. Find new road.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Attention.
We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment!
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It is not yet Thanksgiving, but you know what it is?
It is the sleep-giving sale?
Indeed. The sleep-giving sale at Mattress Firm.
Gobble, gobble.
For the first time ever, when you spend just $500 on a new mattress, you get a free adjustable base.
I like that.
The adjustable base is valued at $1,198, and you get it for free. Happy holidays, indeed.
Yeah, the adjustable base is the way to go, because if you got a regular Mattress Firm bed, you're going to sleep well. But then the adjustable base takes that bed to another level. You can raise the back up and make sure that you're catching all the TV shows that you want to watch in bed. Or you can raise those feet because you want to make sure that blood is circulating in those lower limbs after a good workout. So the adjustable base being free and being valued at $1,198 is absolutely ridiculous. This is happening all because of the Mattress Firm sleep giving sale. And if you go outside right now and look around the corner or down the street or just type it into your phone, there are over 100 Chicagoland Mattress Firm stores. You cannot miss it. Make sure you upgrade before the winter is over.
You can get 0% APR for 6 years during Mattress Firm's sleep giving sale. You can also get a free box spring with any iComfort mattress you buy at Mattress Firm. The sleep giving sale. It's going on right now. Get in there this weekend. Mattress Firm, save money.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now, but we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And proud of it.
Tuesday night, come out to Anthony's in Joliet from 7 to 10 p.m. for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Lawrence Holmes. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials. Enter to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 8 to 9:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan, have you seen any of the excerpts from the Kevin Durant Bleacher Report interview? He went long form, I believe, with Bleacher Report, Rick Bucher, a former colleague of mine. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show, by the way. This is what Yahoo Sports had to say about it. Kevin Durant cares what people think of him. He has gone to devious lengths, of course, to combat what has become widespread criticism after he left the Thunder for the Warriors. And this is one of the notes that stood out. It says, quote, "I'm a person. I've got real feelings, and I'm not afraid to be vulnerable in front of people who watch us play or that follow the league. it's effed up that you're saying that stuff about me, because just a couple months before, I was the greatest thing since sliced bread because I was playing for your team. Your team is on TV every day, playing late into the playoffs, and you get to brag about how good your city is to some other people around the country. It was all good when I was doing something for you. It was all good when I was representing you. Now I decided to take my career in my hands, and I'm a bitch. That's confusing, because some people that I'd seen that cheered for me, people that I actually talked to, the faces they were giving me, the tone they had when they looked at me.
He knows how it works. It was though, weird, right?
But this is the thing. He's saying that he knows how it works, but doesn't make it feel any better. He said, those people really mean a lot to me to this day, no matter if they talk to me or they're mad at me, whether it's Sam Presti or Troy Weaver or Russell Westbrook or Nick Collison, whether it's Wilson Taylor or Clay Bennett and his family, I love them from the bottom of my heart. We're not talking, but eventually we will. I didn't have that perspective at first. I didn't have it when I went back to OKC. I was like, F all of them. I didn't have it when they gave my number away. I was like, F all of them. My best friend works for the team. I told him, F all y'all. That's effed up. Then I had to get out of my head, tell myself it's not that serious. It is what it is. I understand it's not my number anymore. They can do whatever they want with it. But you hand that number to a two-way player, you got to be like, nah, we've got too many good memories with this number, man. But at some point, that thing's going to be in the rafters anyway. It's all good. I did something they didn't like. They did something I didn't like. Blank happens. If I was on my deathbed, I guarantee you Sam Presti and Russell Westbrook would come check on me. So I'm going to look at it that way rather than the other way.
He really is in his head, isn't he?
This is the part that has people questioning things right here. If I respond, it's, nah, you're sensitive. Shut up. You're supposed to take it. Everybody did it. Michael went through it. And I'm like, hold up. Michael Jordan didn't go through this. You know what Michael Jordan went through? Reading the paper and it says, oh, Michael Jordan was 7-for-33 the night before. How the F is he going to bounce back? That's criticism? Criticism is not blank. You move to blank. You're a bitch, a coward. That's not criticism. Criticism is calling me Mr. Unreliable and bouncing back the next night. So people are sticking to these Jordan comments. And you know what? I don't know that I disagree with them. Because what did Michael go through
I'll tell you off the court? I'll tell you. It was all of his own doing.
All right.
For the most part.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bulls host the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Justin Holliday back from paternity leave for this one. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Nico Mirotic will not travel with the team when they start a four-game road trip on Sunday. Blackhawks take on the Pens tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. Hawks have notched 15 goals in their last three games. Bears getting set to take on the Lions on Sunday at Soldier Field. Some good news on the injury front as Kyle Long and Bryce Callahan both return to practice. Danny Trevathan, Deion Sims, though, held out and are questionable for Sunday. In college hoops, Illinois and DePaul face off tonight at 7:30. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for high-quality oil change, headlight replacement, or manufacturer-recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow ended the day down 100 points. NASDAQ finished up 45. The S&P was down nearly 7. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Now, I grew up in a time where Michael Jordan was God to everybody, and there were a couple of guys who picked out their time to be the Michael Jordan detractors, but off the court.
All right, you asked what he went through.
Right.
You got to remember you're dealing with a sociopath. And
start there.
He created.
I'm not talking about what he went through on the court.
I'm talking about
he went through the Pistons all those dudes. I respect that.
And getting frozen out in the All-Star game. And all, but off the court. He created boogeymen. He's one of the most
cousins?
One of the most tormented athletes because that's how he functioned. He had to create enemies that weren't there. He had to find perceived slights. Yeah, most people are writing nice things about him all the time, and he was available and affable and professional, mm-hmm. and it was never really a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And always available after games. And but he in his twisted, competitive, lunatic head, he put himself through it because he felt he had to. That he did it. Now, I'm not saying, of course, obviously, when his father was murdered, and then he comes back and wins a championship after that, that's obviously going through
right,
some stuff.
Right.
The only time it got serious, and it stayed serious, and is to this day, is Sports Illustrated, and the cover when he was playing baseball that said Baggett Michael, that he has
held a grudge.
He still does. He has held a grudge against Sports Illustrated. And there's some business things where he's held a grudge, or where there were some area companies that were using his likeness or his name without his permission. But he didn't. Fans never had to get on him for leave. Nobody got on him for retiring. Nobody was mad at him. And there also wasn't social media, so they couldn't reach him directly and call him a bitch.
Right.
It probably would have happened.
You open your phone and all of a sudden you've got everything right there.
That's
for
a
you.
Huge difference, because the conduit of the media was able to launder out a lot of that stuff. I'm not saying there aren't people who didn't like him. A lot of people in New York didn't like him.
Right.
A lot of people on other teams. Didn't like him. But he never really had to deal with that. It didn't matter, because he put himself through hell in his own head. Because that's how he thought he was going to be motivated to play harder.
You know, it's funny that in this time where we're more socially aware of men's feelings, and walk with me here. I'm not talking about coddling men, but understanding that we are in a time where men can express how they feel about things more. We talked about therapy a couple of weeks ago, where how it's not as taboo for men to say that they are talking to someone or talking things out. Still in sports, where a guy says the things that Kevin Durant says and opens up, says, "Hey man, this is how I'm built. And I'll be damned if some of those things didn't get to me. And those are my boys." You know, like, not everybody's a Hard Rock. Not everybody's Kobe. Not everybody's Michael Jordan. And when they're not that, then we revert back to the weirdness of calling guys bitch. This is the problem that I have. The things that I don't like about Kevin Durant are all things that stem back to the game. When everybody was shooting arrows at Russell Westbrook about how he's taken away from Kevin Durant, damn it, get out the way. And I always said, you never saw Kevin Durant say that about him. And you never even saw that kind of, you've seen body language on a court where two dudes like, yo, this ain't working.
Jimmy and Derek.
Stephon Marbury and Kevin Garnett should have been together for 15 years. And Stephon Marbury is like, yo, I'm the big ticket here. Time for me to go get paid.
You're the big ticket in China.
Right. Hey, you got some money.
Still going.
You got championships.
Yeah, fighting with Jimmer Fredette the other night.
I saw that ridiculousness. my problem was always that Kevin Durant, his fans are like, man, Russell needs to get out the way. Kevin never said that. You know why? Because Russell was the dog. And he was the dog then. And we see it more now because Kevin Durant isn't there. Kevin always needed somebody to kind of take some of that off of him.
Is that his demeanor?
Yeah, and it's okay. Like, I hate the fact that the shadow that Michael Jordan has casted over sports and basketball is both beautiful and dangerous, because every perimeter player from here on out is going to be compared to a guy that wasn't like anybody else. And I'll be honest with you, you wouldn't coach anyone to be like that. Like, when Jeff Van Gundy said what he said about LeBron James when he won that first championship, like, you don't have to be a butthole, and you can also be a passer and win. You don't have to go way back to Magic Johnson. Like, not everybody has to be wired like that. It doesn't have to be that way. And the fact that Kevin
not
Durant...
Not in that sport.
Right, and the fact that Kevin Durant is saying these things a year later, it still touches him, because he still loves those people. Now, you can call him what you want. You may be the tough guy that's texting in right now, all these words that he said. He's already owning it. So all you're doing now is being the person he's talking about.
This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. Next up, Kendall Gill is going to join us from NBC Sports Chicago to talk a little bit about the Bulls and the NBA. Then football talk. Cam Meredith, 4:40, Brian Billick at 5. We also throw in other news at 4 on the Score.
Directly after the Bears-Lions game on Sunday, don't miss the Score's Bears postgame show starring Olin Krutz.
How do you compete with guys who are supposed to be on practice squad?
James Big Cat Williams.
They just did not have the players to play the scheme that they had put in for the week.
And Hub Arkish.
Danny Trevathan is a huge loss. Yeah, that's right in the middle of that defense.
The best postgame show is the Score's postgame show with Bears-Lions recap right after the game. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think the college's strength is in the people that work here. We can have the best resources, but if the people who work here don't understand the purpose of those things, then it's for naught. They use those resources to help others, and that's the whole primary purpose of us being here. When you can help other people and you can see people succeed, sometimes they come back and they say thank you. That's student success.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables, tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I've been telling you how Xfinity means the world to me. It is the future of awesome, and it can mean the world to you as well. It's made things so much easier in my life. I've told you how it controls my home, whether it be the temperature or the alarm that I can arm or disarm with the push of a button on my Xfinity app. And I've only had to download a couple of the apps to be able to do this as well. And it's very easy. It doesn't take up any really space on your phone. It's so convenient, and it can be a game changer for you as well. I've told you about the X1 box. I mentioned it last hour. The X1 box is the real deal. Not only is it a DVR with 4 to 5 tuners that you can have 4 or 5 things recording at the same time and not have to be watching them. Sometimes you get those boxes where you only can have 2 tuners going at a time, and next thing you know, you're watching something that you wanted to record. Nah, not with the X1 box. And also the on-demand features. There are thousands of movies in terrific categories, whether it's the critic score or the popular audience score or the recommendations from things that I've watched before. It takes me to movies that I haven't seen in so long, or movies that I've never seen before. And the voice remote, you press that blue microphone and it takes you anywhere you want to go. You just say into the microphone, American Music Awards or whatever reality TV show you're watching, whether it's the Real Housewives of Atlanta or Orange County or Notre Dame football. You just say that and it takes you right to the game. You don't have to remember channels like I can't remember. So it's a game changer. It's the future of awesome. You need it in your life. If you're struggling with any of those things that I mentioned, Xfinity is the product for you. Make sure you go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY and tell them Jason Goff.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Who orchestrate IT solutions to help companies get the most out of their information systems. Let CDW focus on the IT business so you can grow your business. CDW, people who get it. Find out more at CDW.com/services and tune in every weekday around 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. for the CDW. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kendall Gill. Wow.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. You're listening to 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Also on Watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live. It's time for us to talk to the original KG, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you know about Kevin Garnett, but this man was KG before KG. The one, the only, Kendall Gill.
He joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Kendall, what's up, man?
Nothing much. How you guys doing?
So, you ready to suit up, man? I mean, you know, we talked about it a couple of years ago. They had a couple of wings that probably would have played ahead of you, but you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. Anytime. Just tell them to send a 10-day off.
What is this vibe around this team? I mean, of course you got the Nico and Bobby thing that you have to worry about, and then you got a lot of losing because they're not talented. How do you get through an NBA season as a player in this locker room?
Well, it's tough, you know, especially when you have all of the circumstances going around with the Bobby and the Nico situation. But that's when you need hungry guys, and that's why I like what Blakeney did the other night. He didn't care about any of that stuff. He came in the game 21 minutes. I believe he had 16 points, and, you know, he was just trying to improve himself and make his mark. I think that's what you have to do when you're going through a season like this. And then, you know, when you have a guy who I believe is going to be an all-star coming back in Zach LaVine, you know, there is hope. But the only thing is that you just got to wait on that hope for a little bit longer. But in the meantime, you got to play as hard as you can.
I don't know if you talked about this on the air, and I don't know if your bosses would want you to, but you were in a situation with a television teammate, and there had to be some – you must be looking at the current situation that the Bulls have with some informed understanding of that kind of difficulty and how such things should be resolved. Do you have any advice from your experience to give to the Bulls on this?
Well, listen, first of all, he wasn't a teammate. He was a guy that signed a 10-day and was over there for just a short period of time.
There it is.
You know, he didn't have enough talent to be in the big leagues, okay?
Let's go.
That's the first thing I'm going to say. All right? Second thing is, you know, in Nico's situation, Nico, you know, he comes to the Advocate Center and practices when the team is not there. And I understand that the Bulls asked him to come in when the team is there. But even when he was there, he was still not with the team. He was in the weight room. Secondly, Bobby has reached out to Nico, texted him, called him, but Nico doesn't want to talk to Bobby. Now, here's my advice to Nico. Listen, we all lose every once in a while. You know, I understand, you know, from what happened, Nico was really the instigator, and Bobby, from my understanding, was just defending himself, you know, and unfortunately Nico got the bad end of it. But what you have to do in that situation, listen, I took a nail, but I'm going to be a man about it. The same way I can win like a man, I can lose like a man and admit it. And then, you know, you come together and then you say, let's move on. And I think if Nico had have done that, then we wouldn't even be talking about this situation right now, you know? So, and listen, these type of things happen in the NBA all the time. Okay. In practice, guys get into altercations all the time. Unfortunately for Nico, it just happened that the injuries were more severe than normal.
So, Chris Dunn, Jerry and Grant, Kay Felder this year. Last year, Rajon Rondo, Cameron Payne, Jerry and Grant. In a league full of guards, why can't this team hit on one?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but, you know, none of the guys have reached up and, like, really taken the position. I thought that Rondo had taken that position. Unfortunately, he broke his thumb, because when Rondo was in the game and he was Rondo, this team was pretty good. You know, I think had Rondo not broken his thumb, the Bulls would have beat Boston in the first series last year. And then Jimmy would have been back. Dwayne Wade would have been back. All those guys would have been back. But unfortunately, for the Bulls now, as it exists now, nobody has really stepped up and said, I want to be that point guard that is the future for the Bulls. You know, I'm still not, you know, I like Dunn, I like his talent, but I'm still not, I still want to see a little bit more of him before I say, okay, this is the guy of the future. He turns the ball over a little bit too much for me. And, you know, you should know, you know, by this time, your second year in the NBA, and you've had a number of years in college, you should pretty much know how to handle the basketball and have your turnovers under control.
What should the balance be between Fred Hoiberg playing his idealized style of basketball, which is shooting a ridiculous amount of threes, and also making sure he's playing a style that his team can actually play and at which they can succeed? Because I know what he wants to do, but if you don't have the personnel to do it, are you getting closer to a championship by trying to just ram it in there anyway?
No, you need the horses to run. You know, you can be the best jockey in the world, but if you don't have like a Secretariat or a Seattle Slew underneath you, you ain't winning no Kentucky Derby, you know? So that's the one thing that the Bulls have to do. They have to get the talent in order to compete with these teams. I mean, you look at Boston now with Jaylen Brown and Tatum, now Kyrie. You know, the Bulls, of course, I think they have one in Markkanen, but he's 19, 20 years old. I think they have one in Zach LaVine, but you need other guys to they're on the right track. And of course, you know, we know that this year is going to be all about development of the players and perhaps getting one of those top five draft picks next summer. So hopefully the Bulls can be in position to do that. And then now you got three guys. And I always say, championship caliber team is always built around three guys, three thoroughbreds. And if the Bulls can get one of those top five draft picks, I think that they have that.
Who fought the most in your NBA career in the locker rooms you were in? Like the guy that was always ready to pull it.
The guy that was always ready to pull it? Not the guy that you would think. You know, it was always the quietest guy in the room is the most dangerous guy. So I would have to say guys like Larry Johnson, you know, Sean Kemp, guys like that. You really didn't want to mess with those guys.
Those are two guys who would not be on my mess with list.
Right. But you notice they didn't talk a lot.
Right.
You know, they were just quiet. They went about their job. But believe me, also Derek Coleman, too, who's a friend of mine. You know, you wouldn't want to mess with DC either.
One of my favorite power forwards of all time.
And it's still one of the great NBA stories. I think it was on the Nets when there was the team policy about the dress in the airport, and they told him you can't wear a sweatsuit. And he wrote a blank check and said, you're going to find me on every road trip. Just fill in the number at the end of the year.
That's DC. That is DC.
Kendall, always good to talk to you, man. Let's do this again soon.
All right, guys. Take it in.
That is Kendall Gill.
That was a lot.
Wow.
That was
anytime somebody's ready for a little two piece.
And the biscuit. Don't forget the side. Accoutrement.
Wow.
Man. Still though, when you got registered weapons, you know, on your as hands.
That was some stuff.
Yeah, he did not. It's as if he wanted someone to ask him about it, too. All right. Well,
yeah, I wasn't quite sure about the question. I don't know if he had talked
about it.
Because we know that we asked Olin about it.
He jokes about it. He talks about it. I did not know that was still simmering.
Apparently so.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Evidently. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show and other news coming up at the top of the hour.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone. Man, in other news, I have a UFC altercation where the headline is probably better than what actually happened. And I also have some Navy pilots gone wacky doing some things they shouldn't do. That and more coming up on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Better sheets, because you may think your sheets are fine now, but when you really upgrade to the good stuff, you start to appreciate it. And the fact is, you sleep better. So Brooklinen.com is going to be the place you are going to go. They are the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. People love these products. Their sheets have over 12,000 five-star reviews, versatile colors and patterns you can mix and match. It's luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. I love my Brooklinen sheets. You try them, you'll love them. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you. It's $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident you're going to love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or give them as a gift this holiday season, the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think the college's strength is in the people that work here. We can have the best resources, but if the people who work here don't understand the purpose of those things, then it's for naught. They use those resources to help others, and that's the whole primary purpose of us being here. When you can help other people and you can see people succeed, sometimes they come back and they say thank you. That's student success.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago sports station.
As it is every game, be aggressive and try to make the right decision. I'm happy to have the little midget back. He can help me with that. But just coming off a tough loss at home, we wanted to bounce back, and we did that tonight.
Well, he's very happy to have you back, as we can tell here, Chris. You did make a return.
Who gets that close to 50 and don't get it? You know what I'm saying? That's weak.
We win.
Yeah. Nah, we it's a good win.
Yeah. He's James like, Harden, just make sure we good.
James Harden on Chris Paul.
Hit him with the midget. Wow, that's not politically correct. Come on, you got to call him a little person, James. That guy right now is the second in command when it comes to MVP voting. Yo, Giannis is tearing up the world, but man, James Harden, if you look at his efficiency rating, and he's actually playing defense. That game last night, nobody was playing defense, but if you watch